At the 2013 U.S.-China Oil and Gas Industry Forum in South Xi'an, China, over 150 energy executives gathered to boost extraction of China's abundant shale natural resources. There was handshaking among the chiefs of U.S. energy giants such as Chevron, ConocoPhillips, and ExxonMobil. China is looking to move quickly into the fracking revolution in order to boost economic growth and find a domestic alternative to coal, which now supplies 70% of China's power needs. The British medical journal The Lancet reported that particulate matter produced by air pollution from cars and coal-fired plants killed over 1.2 million Chinese in 2010, a growing source of unrest in China. China currently has 200 experimental fracking wells and plans to expand rapidly. But fracking has already become a source of citizen protest, reports Mother Jones magazine, where a fracking rig explosion in the town of Jiaoxi in southwestern China in 2013 killed 8 workers. Water pollution and toxic air pollution are among the issues that have provoked growing complaints. While U.S. fracking regulations are considered weak by critics, in China the rules are practically non-existent. Xian Qinghua, an environmental researcher at the Sichuan Academy of Environmental Sciences, fears that fracking operations in China will repeat a pattern he's seen before. There's a phenomenon of pollute first, clean up later, he says. History is repeating itself. In late October, drivers for the new transportation company Uber turned off their smartphones in protest of low wages. The drivers, who work as contractors for Uber, a ride-sharing service, briefly refused to pick up passengers. Uber has become the target of worker anger in recent months as drivers' incomes have fallen due to a company-imposed 15% to 20% discount on fares during the summer and fall. Uber claimed that the fare cuts would boost ridership and drivers' incomes, but the fare cut left drivers making poverty wages. A crowd of Uber drivers and labor activists protested outside Uber's corporate offices in Santa Monica, California on October 22nd with signs reading, "Stop the War on Workers." Other rallies were held in San Francisco, New York, Chicago, and London. By operating in a regulatory gray zone, Uber is able to offer cheaper fares, in part by skirting the consumer and labor protections that bind traditional taxi companies. Cab drivers who believe Uber is undercutting their business have held several large protests against the company, including a multi-city European strike in June. According to the news magazine In These Times, labor activists are seeking to overturn the dynamics of the new so-called digital sharing economy, where people secure low-wage work through smartphone apps like Uber, TaskRabbit, and Airbnb. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul is among the top tier of likely 2016 Republican presidential candidates. Among leading Republicans, such as New Jersey's Chris Christie and Florida's Jeb Bush, Paul is the only candidate with a strong following among conservative millennials. Rand Paul, the son of libertarian icon Ron Paul, led a 2013 Senate anti-drone filibuster and decried the militarization of local police forces following protests in Ferguson, Missouri, triggered by the police killing of unarmed 18-year-old African-American Michael Brown. The Kentucky senator has also called for ending the federal war on drugs and abolishing federal mandatory minimum sentences. The drone filibuster and a lawsuit launched against the NSA's warrantless domestic surveillance program helped mobilize Paul's base among wealthy libertarian Silicon Valley funders and conservative millennials. But Paul, who advocates eliminating the Departments of Energy and Education and privatizing Social Security, appeals mostly to white libertarian millennials, a minority among young voters. A Pew Research poll last spring found that only 30% of millennials favored smaller government, while 71% of non-white millennials supported the expansion of government programs and enhanced social services. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Richard Hill.